WNRN with music from Sarah Blasco and the song called All I Want. Well, we got Megan and Millie here this morning. They call themselves Don't Tell Darlings. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
So last or earlier this year, we were just talking this morning on the news about how this is like the hottest summer ever. And then last winter was like the most snowy winter ever.
That's true.
And you guys were like diligently trying to release your CD. And you got caught in the middle of one of the big snowstorms in terms of your CD release party. Is that correct?
We actually got caught in the middle of two of them. The CD release party, I believe, was canceled twice. I believe that Mother Nature had some sort of... She had some design for us in terms of the CD release, but it did eventually happen, and we did eventually release it. But yes, both of the big ones we were caught by.
Fortunately, the car only ended up sliding all around JPA the one time.
Right, so right. We learned from our mistakes.
We stayed home the second time.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's. I hope it sounds like you ladies took it all with a good sense of humor. Because I think you might feel a little persecuted to having both big snowstorms happening both weekends. You were trying to release the new CD.
We thought of it as some sort of like Italian blessing.
I still just feel guilty. I haven't written a song about it. Just trying to get to the party.
Well, and Millie, you've been doing a lot of songwriting. That's one of the reasons you guys are heading on over to the Songwriters Night at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall is to feature some of Millie's songwriting. Megan, do you write music as well?
I do, and I try to keep that on the DL. I try to keep that in the... I think of it as a bonus every time I write a song. So we play maybe one or two of my songs from time to time, but it's mostly Millie's music that we feature.
She doesn't give herself enough credit, though. She writes beautiful songs.
Well, let's remind everyone how you guys found each other and decided you were going to play some of this. It's not old time music, is it? Or is it just kind of music that harkens back to an older time? Because, I mean, old time, there is a specific music called old time. And then there's the music that you all play. Are they the same or?
No, they're pretty different. Although Millie and I both have become various level old time players in the true sense of old time. But the music that we play is sort of a... Certainly, Millie's creations are a mishmash of different Americana influences, and I'll let her talk about those.
I would say the assortment of the styles, and I mean, the styles themselves are not at all the 80s, but harken back to our growing up in the 80s on mixtapes. So I think we both have a kind of sensibility of mixing up the different styles and, you know, creating a kind of narrative with a series of songs. So we play a mix of sort of old-time influenced and bluegrass influenced and early country blues kind of stuff, but it really does end up being kind of a trip through our, you know, feelings and thoughts of the time and what songs are appealing to us.
Well, the CD that you were attempting to release through all these snowstorms has a lot of A.P. Carter songs on there. And so certainly that goes back to the 1920s, the 1930s, mm-hmm. when the Carter family was really out and about playing music for people. And so when did you discover music of the Carter family? And decide that you guys were going to play it? Or was it like you both discovered it different times and then when you guys met, like, we got to do this?
Well, speaking for myself, I had been very, very steeped in Celtic music traditions, and then somehow through that kind of got into bluegrass, and then through that got into old time. And then at some point I read a great biography about the Carter family and came across the phrase hotter than a $2 pistol. And I think had I not already been interested in their music, that would have done it. So you know, I started listening to a lot more and just really, really loved it and started trying, you know, just being, it gave me hope too about the more simple style of bluegrass. Of guitar playing that I was doing, and the idea that something could be kind of stark and, you know, moving at the same time, you know, that there could be a kind of pared down way of playing without all the fanciness that sometimes creeps in.
Millie and I really came to this genre of music as singers, and primarily singers, and we didn't pick up instruments until after we had very well established ourselves as singers. So, and, you know, I sort of led a shadow life in the same way that I sort of came through Celtic music, and both of us had done some traveling in that area of the world and came back, and actually me through Millie discovered, I sort of followed her path a couple of years behind as she sort of discovered bluegrass guitar. I was just sort of coming up on her heels, and as she sort of, she began teaching me basic bluegrass licks and basic old time music. So I have sort of trailed her in that way, and in the same way followed her to Charlottesville 2 years ago, and said, well, now that I'm here, we might as well pull this together and actually form a band. So that's how that all ended up.
Well, I'm sure you're both familiar with, you know, that you're actually may have condensed the journey, but certainly many of the ballads that are considered to be, you know, Appalachian standards came, of course, from the British Isles. Mm-hmm. And I always like how they change the name of the songs sometimes. One of my favorite being kind of House Carpenter being the same song as Demon Lover, and why it is that it has different names on different continents. Still, I'm sure somebody could hand me the 15-page paper they wrote just on that particular subject, but it is certainly something that a lot of people have seen and done in terms of that particular musical interest and journey, going from one place to the other. And I have to say, my journey was similar as well. I was much more interested in Celtic music initially, and then I've also certainly discovered and loved Americana music. I love Americana music for a business, for a way of living. This is pretty nice. We got the Don't Tell Darlins here in the WNRN studios, and tonight at Mockingbird, there's going to be a songwriter in the round, and they're going to be featuring some of Millie's songs, so we're hoping we're going to hear some of Millie's songs today. Mm-hmm. What do you got for us first?
This next one's called The Honeysuckle Song, and I feel like it's a nice way to get started and kind of ease in. It's one of my newest songs. See your face still smiling at my window pane, and I can never wait to taste your kisses, sweet as sugar cane. I hope it's a long distance train. I hope it's a good soaking rain. I hope you'll be my honey baby when the honeysuckle blooms again. I was never born to ramble or to wander very far, but ain't it worth a gamble, honey, to come to where you are? I hope it's a long distance train. I hope it's a good soaking rain. I hope you'll be my honey baby when the honeysuckle blooms again. Oh, some folks talk so loud now, and they never say a thing. And I don't want to shout now, but let me make this plain. I hope it's a long distance train. I hope it's a good soaking rain. I hope you'll be my honey baby when the honeysuckle blooms again. Sometimes it's sugar for sugar, honey, babe, and some it's salt for salt. But if it ain't your cooking, then I don't want none at all. I hope it's a long distance train. I hope it's a good soaking rain. I hope you'll be my honey, baby, when the honeysuckle blooms again. Yeah.
my honey, baby, when the honeysuckle blooms again.
WNRN, Don't Tell Darlin's live in the WNRN studios this morning, and tonight they are going to be at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall as part of a songwriter night, and they're going to be featuring more of Millie's songs. We just heard one of Millie's songs this morning. And so when you guys are playing a show that features your music as opposed to participating in a songwriter in the round kind of thing, how do you plan? Do you build in traditional and Carter Family songs, or how do you put together your set list?
Well, we mainly have a bunch of different songs that we love playing, and a lot of the time it ends up kind of being a matter of pacing, and we'll start in whatever particular song inspires us, and then realize we've been playing a few slow ones and it's time to wake everybody up, or we'll realize that we've been playing like a drunken goat for half an hour and we better calm things down. So we've never actually played like a drunken goat. I don't know what that means.
We may have.
But I think we try to mix up the styles in such a way that if we've been working on some old time tunes, we'll be pretty involved in that and kind of base it there, and then working a few around the edges in different styles to balance it out.
Right. So part of, like, there's all these textures that move through the Americana realm, and we're sort of like picking and choosing from those genres. So we're playing a little bit of stuff that sounds like bluegrass, or that sounds like Carter Family, or sounds like old time or jug band or early blues. And I think it's one of the strengths in our set list that there's often a sort of an accusation that like all bluegrass sounds the same or all old time sounds the same. And we have some different things to pick from to vary the texture and the musical lines that are coming through the set list that I think can really reinvigorate. Like the next time you hit an old time tune, your ear's hearing something different because it was just next to a bluegrass tune. So that's one way in which we really love being able to choose from those different genres.
It's nice because sometimes across the different styles you find that you feel like a couple different songs that would never be put together seem to speak to each other somehow, like have a similar feeling or heart in them. So that becomes the thread.
Or you do what Megan just did, which is put down her six-string guitar and pick up the National Steel,
yeah,
which will give a different sound,
yeah,
as well. So I just love those instruments. That is one of the coolest sounds around. I think that if I were to put one of those things on my body, I would also want to pick up a slide, which, of course, being totally, totally uncoordinated, I'm not sure I'll ever get there. But
I'm with you, Anne.
So you play slide?
I do not.
Okay.
So this particular guitar was actually built by a friend of ours who we'll be playing with in on November 20th out at Rapunzel's. They're in a band called Skedaddle from North Carolina, and they play Hawaiian music, as like traditional Hawaiian music, as well as sort of pre-war swing music. And there's eight pieces, and there's horns, and there's reeds, and it's a really wonderful thing. And they play resonator instruments all over the place. So resonator guitars, resonator banjos, resonator ukuleles, it's resonators all the time. And he started building these instruments, and so I've only had this for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what it inspires, it calls, it speaks to you in just a different way. It asks you to play different things on it. Mm-hmm. And as you say, it's a wonderful variation in texture for the set to be able to bring this onto like an early country song, or like I'm going to play it now, which is sort of a country swing song.
All right, we got Don't Tell Darlings here in the WNRN studios this morning. They're playing tonight at Mockingbird as parts of a Songwriter in the Round series, and we've got them here playing some new songs from Millie. Is this one of your songs as well?
Yep, this is another new one. It's called, or not so new, but called The Last Thing You Wanted. Should have known.
'cause I love just another train to miss. He said the last thing you wanted was to hurt me. Well, it looks like you made it through the lift. Oh, the years, they come and go. Farewell, sun, farewell, snow. But I'll never know why you had to go and leave me, oh, so low. Oh, how you hated to desert me. Was our love just another train to miss? You said the last thing you wanted was to hurt me. Well, it looks like you made it through the lift. Oh, love, it's just a word. They all say it sounds absurd, but in my heart I never heard song of so lovely a bird. Oh, how you hated to desert me. Was our love just another train to miss? You said the last thing you wanted was to hurt me. Well, it looks like you made it through the list. Yes, it looks like you made it through. My honey baby, it looks like you made it through the list.
Don't Tell Darlin's here in the WNRN studios this morning, playing tonight at Mockingbird. Rooch Music Hall is part of a songwriter night, and they're going to be featuring Millie's songs. So what else is on the docket for you ladies for the fall? You got another CD in the works. You got lots of shows. You talked about the Rapunzel's one that you're going to have in November.
Millie and I are also playing with a four-piece, so we play this kind of music, but we add an upright bass and a fiddle player, Lou Burris from Acme Swing Band, if people are familiar with him, and Liam Kelly, Old Man Kelly, as he's known about town, who's an incredible honky-tonk and old-time fiddler, guitarist. He's one of those people that sort of makes magic with whatever instruments he picks up in his hands. Cool. So we play in a four-piece, and we'll be playing again at Rapunzel's, actually just the four of us, a full show on October 29th. We're planning, and Millie and I are still appearing every first Tuesday of the month at the Blue Moon Diner, and probably in the plan for this coming spring/summer will be a regional tour. So we're working on gigs throughout the winter in this area. Durham, looking for some gigs in Washington, D.C., and then potentially a tour either in the Midwest or the South for the summer. So,
and since you got that sweet new guitar, we're going to have to record some songs on
it,
too. So at some point,
yes.
That's coming.
It is very nice. It sounds great. One more for us this morning. What are you going to play?
Sure. This last one's called Black Eyed Baby. It's one of the first ones I wrote, actually. It's from back in the day. That was like 4 years ago. But
ancient history.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having us on today, and thank you all for listening. So here's Black Eyed Baby.
Baby, I declare I can't find the rhyme. I can't find the reason. Could be anywhere, could be anytime. Oh, will you take me to pieces? Why don't you put the kettle on? Get that fire burning bright. Maybe you got better ways to keep your baby warm. I can't find the rhyme. I can't find the reason. touches only I could know. My backup baby, I declare, I can't find the rhyme. I can't find the reason. Could be anywhere, could be anytime. Only you take me to pieces.
WNRN. Don't Tell Darlin's live in the WNRN studios this morning. They'll be playing tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall and often at the Blue Moon Diner. A couple times at Rapunzel soon. And do they have a website or some way that people can find out where you're playing?
Sure do. We have a MySpace page, myspace.com/Don't Tell Darlins, and we're on the Facebooks, so you can find us there.
And you spell Don't Tell Darlin without the apostrophe and the don't there.
And
so.
You can find our CD on CD Baby, actually.
Well, thanks again, Megan. Thanks again, Millie, for coming in this morning. A delightful time, as always.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
And we've got one more tune from their album called Fix Your Wagon on WNRN. WNRN.